AM 1450 KATE, Mitch Widmeyer in studio with you. We're continuing on with our fall prep sports preview. Glad to have our next guest. It's Albert Lea boys soccer coach Zach Luther joining us here on KATE Radio. Zach, we appreciate the time. It's your first year as the head coach of the boys soccer team. I'm curious, how did the opportunity come about for you to take over the soccer program here at Albert Lea?
Yeah, so last year I was able to come in as a new teacher, and Bob Ferlin, last year's coach, was willing to let me come in on a volunteer basis and work with the team. So by the end of the season, I was coming to most practices, going to the games and everything with them. So I got to know a lot of the team there, and as the year went on, come spring, Bob mentioned that he was going to be leaving the program. He got a promotion with his own job, so it opened up the job for me, and I interviewed. Afton was good enough to hire me, so really excited to be taken over here.
When did you know that, yes, this is the perfect fit for me, this gig, it'd be almost silly to turn it down? When did that idea come to you?
You know, being a teacher and growing up with a soccer background, I always kind of knew long term that I'd like to take a coaching job when one came. So it just really worked out this spring that, you know, when it did open up, that it did feel right, almost like too much like fate for it to open up this second year.
For those who want to get more familiar, since you are a first-year head coach, your background, sort of where you come from, when soccer was introduced to you and things of those nature?
Yeah, so I grew up in Byron, Minnesota, so just down the road. I played all through high school there. Even my senior year, lost to Albert Lea in the playoffs, so my last actual, like, organized competitive soccer game was against Albert Lea, coincidentally enough. So from there, I went on into college. I didn't play in college at all. I still play in men's leagues. Either I've played in Rochester in men's leagues or up in the cities. And while in college, I had the opportunity to coach a couple different teams up there in a traveling summer league kind of style. So some very successful teams up there that their school teams ended up going to state. So it was cool to see those guys have that experience, and I'd love to bring that back here.
Zach Luther, Albert Lea boys soccer coach, with us on AM 1450 KATE, part of our fall prep sports preview. It's fascinating. I think, like, in sports, any level, Zach, like, if you look at high school, college, or professionally for any sport, a lot of times when there's coaching turnover, it's someone handing off a not-so-good situation to whoever takes over that spot. Although with this gig, it seems like Bob Ferlin left at a time where he had the Albert Lea soccer program on somewhat of an uptick, on like an upnote, and things appear to be getting better and better. Do you think you inherited such a situation? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely lucky to be handed the reins to a program that has a solid foundation, a good group of guys. Albert Lea also has a very good youth association. So during the summers, whether it was rec or traveling growing up, a lot of the boys have been playing together for a very long time. So I'm not at all taking over something in disarray. There's no chaos at all. It's just really nice to be taken over with, you know, something that already has its feet on the ground. And one of my coaches is coming over from last year's staff, Jessie Inderly. She's going to be my JV coach this year, so it'll be nice to have some more familiarity with the program there too. Less change, less turnover.
You brought up the word familiarity. How gracious are you that you mentioned you were part of the staff, you hopped on board last year, and so the players aren't being introduced to someone that they are unfamiliar with, and you're knowing a lot of these players that are returning this year? How crucial is that, do you think, as you start a regular season?
I think it'll really help, because last year, you know, coming in as a volunteer, I got some looks right away of, you know, who is this guy? Like, maybe I've seen him in the hallway. If a kid didn't have me in class, they really weren't familiar with me as anything other than just a face that they saw. But so coming in this year with, you know, the experience I've had with them, knowing some of the guys, them knowing me, them trusting me, it'll be a lot quicker of a, you know, feeling out process. I won't have to sit there and prove myself to them for as long in order to try to get them to buy into what I'm trying to do.
When do practices start, and what do you hope to take away? What are you going to introduce to the guys in those first few opportunities that you have?
So first day of tryouts is Monday the 14th at 3:30 at Hammerfield. And the main thing I really want to get the guys going with is, you know, we really need to work together as a team to communicate. That's one thing I'm going to hammer on them all year. It was one thing that I noticed last year that I'd even talked to them about, but that's really the first thing I need these guys to get. If we can all get on the same page as that, it's going to be a really successful year, really fun year, but we just all got to be there.
What kind of team are you inheriting? Is it a young team? Do you bring back a lot of the same guys, or were there a lot of graduates from last year?
You know, we graduated a lot of seniors, so there will be definitely some room to bring in some new guys. There were some guys that played last year on JV that I'm excited to see how they grew over the summer and see where they can fit with this team. But with that being said, there is still a lot of key pieces coming back. You know, starting goalkeeper Levi Kerms will be back. He played last year split time. But it's looking like he could inherit a position there. There will be some competition for goalie. But from there on, you know, a couple of key midfield pieces, a lot of my defenders are returning. So it'll be nice that I'm not going to have to start new and fresh with everyone. A lot of people have played varsity before.
You mentioned things get going on Monday. I'm curious, you mentioned to me off the air that a lot of these guys on your team played during the summer, whether it was in a league or in tournaments. What were you able to take notice of from your guys individually as you watched them?
You know, it was really exciting just seeing, you know, from last year to this year, a lot of them, you know, they grew, which is always nice to see. But, you know, there were certain things that were clicking that, you know, maybe I was harping on them about last October that, you know, in July or in June, they were kind of bringing back. And I saw, you know, a couple of pieces, people moving off the ball, people talking with each other, working off the ball to get into a better position for a pass, stuff that I wasn't necessarily seeing when I first came in. And those were little things that, whether it was, you know, their summer league coaching with Tim Ferland, Bob's son, you know, that maybe he helped him out with, or it was just, I'd like to think maybe they, you know, took it to heart and it was something that they actually were consciously making an effort to do. And hopefully they'll continue to bring to this upcoming season.
Albert Lee boys soccer coach Zach Luther with us, part of our fall prep sports preview. Can you throw out a couple of names, key returning guys on the team that we'll be hearing about a lot, reading about in the newspaper?
Yeah, so Spencer Inderly last year was a defensive mid for us. He will be you know, key in connecting the defense and offense. A lot of the passing goes through him, so he'll be a key distributor. His younger brother Cole is also a central midfielder for us, and that kid's got great vision, seems to see the field a lot better than a lot of the opponents do. And, you know, he sees stuff as it opens up and is really good at making a key pass when you need it. Lennon Schimmen up top, he is, you know, speedster, guy that we love to be able to find in space, hopefully get him wide. Noah Cargi's another one that out there on the wings in space can do a lot of damage because there's a lot of room for him to run. Got a couple returning defenders, Tim Kroon, Zach Slay back there. They got some height. They do a really good job, you know, just clearing everything out of the back. And it's really nice to be able to depend on them. They've got varsity experience, so they'll be returning with that too. So that's really nice not having to throw fresh defenders right into the fold.
Season starts August 29th for you guys against Worthington. How long do you imagine it'll take? How many practices before your players get that itch and get anxious enough to just say, we want to start the regular season?
You know, the nice thing is with them playing games all summer and stuff like that, there's many of them have been playing at game speed. So, you know, I'm not at all worried about trying to get players up to speed. So that'll be nice. I think it'll be, you know, after that first, second practice, when we start kind of installing some formation stuff, talking about, you know, how I want them to play, how I want them to move, how I want our offense to look, defense distribution to look. I think as soon as they can really see that, I think they're going to be pretty excited to, you know, actually throw it into a game scenario. So I'd like to think, you know, after that first week, they'd be really excited. With that being said, we do have a scrimmage against Fairmont on at Fairmont on August 19th too. So shortened games, JV and varsity will be there, boys and girls too, and it'll be nice just to, you know, work out some kinks, try some new things, throw them out there in a couple different positions with, you know, slightly less pressure to see really what sticks and will work best come season.
We'll finish up with a couple of points. What kind of coaching style do you bring to the table? Do you take some things out of the playbook from Bob Ferland? I'm sure maybe you go that route and you initiate some of your own sort of schematics along with it. But for those who will be out there watching Albert Lee soccer, what can they expect to see from their head coach?
I really like to use the wings. I like to use the width of the field. Hammerfield's really nice in that it's wide, so we got plenty of space out there. So I know one thing that's something that Bob and I talked a lot about last season when I was there is, you know, trying to get the ball out wide, getting those players to buy into that rather than just kind of trying to go right up the middle, because that's a lot of times what teams will instinctively try to do. So if you ever come out to a game, I'd like to think you'd be able to see, you know, a lot of balls playing out wide and then back into the middle into a more dangerous position rather than just keep passing it right down someone's throat.
I know it's your first year, so it might be unfair for me to ask you this question, but you were part of the staff last year. What to you, when you look at the grand scheme of things, what would be the next step for the Albert Lee soccer program?
One thing I'd really like to see us do is, you know, close out the close games. Just looking at last year's schedule and results and stuff like that. I mean, I think there's six games that were, you know, decided by a goal. So we played some really good competition. Northfield ended up finishing very highly in state. I think, you know, they got a third place finish, I want to say. So playing really good competition like that, that closely, shows that we can compete with anyone. It's just, you know, putting the ball in the back of the net one more time at a crucial spot. You know, finding a guy that's willing to do that, step up and actually score the goal, or being able to close out a team and not give up a backbreaking late goal. I think that would be the next big step that I'd like to see this team take.
We'll wrap it up on this. Are you the kind of coach that you're going to have these first practices and you'll write down some goals, expectations on the whiteboard? And if so, what do you envision the goals being for this year's team in particular?
You know, I think the goals that I have and the goals that the players have, I'd like to think align a lot, but I'm not going to be the one that I want to put the goal out in front of them. I'd like to see the players come up with a little bit more what they'd like to see, where they'd like to see the team go, because I think it's a lot more meaningful when they come to it and I can reference, you know, preseason in August, what they wanted versus what I wanted, because if I put it on them, you know, they might take it a little bit more to heart.
Regular season just a couple weeks away for the Albert Lee boys soccer team. He is Zach Luther, the head coach. Thank you for the time. We're looking forward to having you on the coach's corner this fall, and best of luck as you guys kick off the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
More next right here on AM 1450 KATE.